One of the 9 Americans who died in the attack on that combat outpost in Wanat last year was First Lieutenant Jonathan Brostrom. His father, David Brostrom, is himself a retired Army colonel. He says Jonathan arrived in Afghanistan July 2007. He got a break 10 months later.
When he came home, he showed me some videos he had taken of his combat outpost, Kop Bella, which was 8 kilometers up the valley from Wanat. He had a video which he told me was the day in the life at Kop Bella, and it was an enemy engagement, and it was pretty heavy. And I got very concerned, and he told me that this type of thing happens about 3 times a day.
Sorry, and when you say heavy, heavy engagement, what exactly do you mean?
Well, enemy, Kop Bella is in a deep valley, so the enemy would occupy the high ground looking down on the combat outpost, and then they would bring in heavy machine guns and RPGs and, of course, light weapons and just continue to shoot down into the Kop. And then my sons, of course, they'd go on alert and they'd shoot back. And this would happen, you know, twice, 3 times a day, every day. And my son said it was getting worse. They had stopped doing any sort of shuras in the local village.
Right, councils.
Councils that are around Kop Bella because of the increasing enemy resistance in the area and the danger of being ambushed. So they would have all the shuras inside the combat outpost. They would make the elders come to them. So my son told me that he was basically trying to survive. When my son was home, he said that we're moving out of Bella and we're going to another location. And he told me, but I'm concerned, my son was, because he said that he would be followed and he's had death threats against his life. And the elders in their shuras have told him that a large force would attack them. I had discounted this. I said, son, don't worry about it. You know, you can't take everything seriously. You're going to be just fine. Your leadership is going to do a good job taking care of it, making sure you got all the resources. And then 2 months later, the visit at the door, the Army major and a chaplain telling me my son had been killed by small arms fire in Afghanistan. As I started getting the facts for the news, I said, my God, my son was right. He was attacked. He predicted this. So the original 15-6, when that finally came out,
15-6 is the
that was the investigation.
In the
original 15-6,
right?
Yeah. When the original investigation was presented to me, I read it in detail, and a lot of issues were coming out in soldier statements that were not addressed,
such as
lack of defensive material, heavy engineers not showing up. Lack of water, lack of food, running out of gasoline, intelligence that was very clear that something bad was going to happen. None of these were addressed by the investigating officer or team that was looking at what happened at Wanat.
Sir, you're a career now retired officer and seen a number of theaters of operation. What do you make of the policy debate in Washington right now? What should be done in Afghanistan?
First off, I'm for the war in Afghanistan. I think we need to be there. I think it is a breeding ground for terrorism. So I do think the war has been unresourced for too long. And so when you do that, you're going to have things like Wanat happen. You're going to have tragedies because you don't have enough assets to put out there to protect your soldiers. My thing is pretty simple. Give the commander on the ground what he wants. We did it in Iraq, and we had some success. So let's do it in Afghanistan.
Retired Colonel David Brostrom, we're very sorry for your loss. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you.